and I use more than five dogs, but anyway, so.
Well, is five dogs an older term, or could you date?
I believe so.
What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Kindling.
And what do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut up into little slivers to start a fire?
And I guess that's what you call kindling.
All
right. Or splinters.
What do you call a place with a rod and hangers for hanging clothes?
Ask me that again, I didn't.
A place with a rod and hangers for hanging clothes?
Oh, clothesline.
When a person comes in from the outside in the wintertime, he hangs his coat up in the...
closet.
Okay. And what do you call a large piece of furniture that clothes can be hung up in?
Wardrobe.
What do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a wooden house?
Weatherboarding.
What do you call the covered area at the front or the side of a house where some chairs might be placed?
Now there's several. They call it porch or piazza usually.
All right. Now, is there a difference between a porch and a piazza?
Not as the term is used, I don't think, particularly.
Okay.
A piazza might be a larger than a porch.
What do you call a small porch that has no roof?
No roof.
Maybe at the back of the house. It's just a, possibly a slab of concrete,
mm-hmm.
maybe.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would hardly be a patio. Patio you think of as a larger
mm-hmm,
thing than that.
Well, could this be a stoop, or is a stoop something else?
Oh, no. In Savannah, those they are called stoops, so tiny little entrances, you know.
Mm-hmm. But that term isn't current in this area.
Not here, because you see, in the country you didn't have it. Those were right on the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
And no, I don't think we use the term stoop.
Alright.
For.
What do you call a fenced area next to a barn where the cows are enclosed before milking?
Cow shed.
Shed. What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones?
We didn't have any in this area because
there aren't any rocks,
stones, only pebbles.
What do you call a large wooden vessel that's open at the top for carrying water or milk?
Bucket.
And would you call it the same thing if it were made out of metal?
Yes, I think so. The term pail, but bucket. As far as in my generation, was used more than pail, I think.
Right. What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Frying pan.
What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of, where you turn the water on?
Spigot.
What do you call the same thing if it's on a barrel?